Greetings, I'm Pastor Joel, and welcome again to Happy and Whole in Him. We live right now in a cultural moment that one psychologist described recently as an incubator of anger and anxiety. This is why we've been looking at how fear of the Lord is the antidote to all our fears, all our anxieties. We've been seeing that just as Jesus delighted in the fear of the Lord, Isaiah 11:3, we too should see the fear of the Lord as good and healthy for us. We should tremble, our knees should buckle, as we consider how holy God, the uncreated infinite one, who is more separate, more different than us than anyone or anything else in the cosmos, is also closer to us than the person sitting right next to us. Because the Father has sent the Spirit of His risen Son Jesus into our hearts, we should rejoice and tremble that we are children of God. So this week, I want to encourage us to begin the process of fear exchange, particularly fear of men. We fear mortal men far too often more than we fear Almighty God. And it is impossible for us to avoid fear of men, because this is the very air we breathe. Our culture engages in fear of men as much as any culture has in history. Think of all the language of our rights, of our needs that you hear everywhere, how they lead necessarily to fear of mortal men. In his wonderful book, When People Are Big and God is Small, Ed Welsh writes, "Fear of man is such a part of our human fabric that we should check for pulse if someone denies it." And this has been a struggle for man ever since the fall in the Garden of Eden. What do you mean, Joel? Well, humans once walked on this earth completely naked, and they were happy and whole. Adam and Eve could look at each other with no shame, and they could walk in the garden with their God, under His gaze, and experience nothing but shalom. But then came that day when they decided they knew better how to live in the world God created for them, and they disobeyed God's command. And at that moment, all the glory, righteousness, and holiness that they once had was lost. And listen to the next verse, Genesis 3:7. "Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves." Welsh notes, this was the debut of the fear of other people. I remember once driving home, and I decided to turn on some music, and a song came on that I hadn't heard since I was in high school. And I got swept up in the moment. I began singing my heart out, pounding on the steering wheel like it was a drum. And as I was stopped at the red light, the song came to its high point, and I was all in. And then this strange, funny feeling came over me. I was being watched. And sure enough, I looked over to see folks in the car sitting next to me taking the whole scene in. And I'll confess, I couldn't wait for that light to turn green. Now, maybe you don't mind rocking out in front of folks, but have you ever had something similar happen to you? I'm amazed by how many times I feel uncomfortable, exposed, vulnerable when the eyes of other people are on me, or when I consider what they'll be thinking about me. Why is this? Well, our relationship with God was broken, and we could no longer handle His penetrating gaze. So Joel, what does that have to do with why it bothers us what people think of us? Because all people are made in the image of God. So the eyes of the image bearer reminds us of all our shame before the God who created us. And fear of man leads us to hide behind our own modern fig leaves. Fear of man leads us to seek the approval of others and not to live as God commands, to our own detriment. Proverbs 29:25 says, "Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe." My friend, I want to encourage you to begin the process of fear exchange, exchanging your fear of men for the fear of the Lord. And I hope this look at the fall in Genesis provides you insight with what's going on in our hearts in the big picture. I want to close by calling you to trust in God and to look to Him to help you to stop fearing men. Remember what God does as He sees these first two image bearers shaking in their fig leaves. What does He do? He gives them a better covering. Animal skins. And how did God get these skins to cover their sin and shame? Well, God had to sacrifice animals. and this was the first pointer to what the Father would do later, when in the greatest act of love in human history, he sent his own Son to the cross, naked, to take upon himself our sin and our shame. And Christ, at Calvary, gave the final sacrifice, so we are now clothed in the righteousness and glory of Jesus Christ. All we have to do now is remember who we are and who we belong to.